Throw the best birthday party ever that your child will always talk about. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall can do just that. Award-winning birthday party packages start at just $300, and all birthday parties include pizza, drinks, a party room with a party host, grip socks, printed invitations, and all 40 attractions at Big Air Trampoline Park. It's a birthday party you and your kids will never forget. Book your party today. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit bigairusa.com/Columbus for details.
Idea Pro Studios.
To be in the present moment without being judgmental about anything is mindfulness. I'm Shailja Saraswati, your host. Join me to discover the joys of mindfulness and meditation through life insights, stories, and observations. Today, I'm going to talk about my journey coming of age when I was in my early teens and the obstacles I have gone through at that time. And my biggest obstacle used to be, you know, when negativity comes inside and you don't know how to navigate that and come out of it, because at that age you haven't really learned those tools. You know, your personality is not developed, and possibly if you are a shy person, it gets very difficult to even talk and express about what's going on inside. So for me, that was the biggest challenge. I was a very shy person, not talkative at all. And most of my expression in life used to happen on a piece of paper where I used to write in form of stories, prose, poems. And I used to feel very cathartic after that. And, you know, when I reflect back now, I think the one thing which, you know, as a teenager, you would really struggle is, hey, you know, the decisions which I'm making, taking in life, are they correct? Are my goalposts in life correct? You really need a mentor. You know, you need a guide and a coach who walks along with you, you know, during that journey. And a go-to guide, right? A go-to person. It's not like you only read something and that can inspire you, of course. But on a day-to-day basis, you know, so as a guide, you keep searching for those guides in your parents, in your friends, in your neighbor, in your you know, relatives. But still, one guide who would be unconditional about, you know, their opinion about your life. So that becomes very critical. So for me, I think my guiding principle now is that, of course, you know, you follow the light, you follow the wisdom. And just make sure to come out of your dark zones in your life. You just follow and do the right thing, because the right thing will lead you to the light. But to say these words today to all of you, I think I walked many, many steps in many years. But those years, it wasn't easy. You know, when you're 16, 18, 20-year-old, there's so many doubts, so many questions, there's so many reservations. You hold this fear, there is anxiety, there is this entire thing of performance. You know, there's so many things going on in a youngster's life that now when I see, you know, all the knowledge which, or all the good knowledge which I really want to share, which I keep talking about, I think it's so relevant for the youth. I would really want to make more videos which basically unpods and decodes this entire, you know, approach to coming of age. Is there any easy way of navigating this entire journey from a you know, from a teenage to youth to adulthood? You know, because like I've seen all those parts in my life, and yes, it was not easy. It's been very difficult. Very easy to talk about and smile and laugh about it right now, but I think one tip. I'm going to make a lot of videos, but today only one tip for all my youth and teenage friends out there. Whatever doubts which you are having, right? Whatever feelings which you are feeling right now, just validate them. Just don't ignore them. Don't push them under the carpet. Listen to them. Acknowledge them. Be with that entire experience, what you're going through. But just remember one thing, and trust me on this, there is a light down that tunnel. There is a silver lining to that cloud. It is just that you can't see or in your experience, this is what you have seen so far. But trust me, if I had to talk to my own younger self, I would tell myself that, hey, you know, just chill, just relax, just take it easy. Just don't be hasty. Don't make assumptions. Don't just take it easy. You know, just breathe and just live every day at a sip. And take situations as they are. So as a youngster also, you have so many things going on in your mind and, you want to kind of stir your life in a particular way. So this entire thing about acceptance, forgiveness, patience, letting go, it's very difficult, you know, to tell an 18-year-old to do all of that. I mean, I didn't do it. I just wanted to share, you know, I just wanted to start a new series, which is all about, coming of age. I'll leave you here, but keep these things in mind when you are unwell. Loads and loads of self-love, oodles of honey blended with some warm water and some watermelon, and self-love and self-love and self-love. And that's the concoction I would want to give all of you when you are unwell. Take care, stay healthy, stay safe, and I'll see you soon in the next episode. Bye.